Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you find life hard right now? Well, today I'm going to share three keys to really working through this. Thank you for being here and taking the time out to improve your life. And make sure you stay until the end because I got a bonus key for you then as well. I must admit, this has been impacting me recently, finding life a little bit harder emotionally and financially and in other areas as well. I've had some family challenges, a little bit of illness in the family. I've had ups and downs in my business and even in my own health, actually. I had one or two minor scares, which were okay in the end, but it makes life that little bit more challenging. Now, I'm a busy entrepreneur, so this is part of the process. As an entrepreneur, you're this growth-driven individual, and you're always going to find challenges because you're going to face a lot of uncertainty. And uncertainty is just a part of life. We've all got different levels of certainty in our life. However, uncertainty is inevitable wherever we are in the world. So for me, the more I grow, the more uncertainty I have to handle and the more challenges I have to face. And that's something I had to get used to because I wasn't used to. I thought there'd be a point in life where I'd have no problems. And a great, great quote to remember here is, our biggest problem is we think we shouldn't have any problems. That is so inaccurate. We are always going to have problems no matter where we are. However, depending whether we see them as problems that keep us stuck or challenges to grow. And I'll go a little bit into the types of challenges because obviously there may be severe setbacks or severe accidents, various things. I'll go into that more. However, if we see problems as challenges, that's going to allow us to grow more. Those on top, people like your Jeff Bezos, your Elon Musk, your Tony Robbins, they don't just have zero problems. They have the most problems of anything. They just know how to deal with it. And I saw a social media influencer, I think it was Rob Moore earlier, talking about this. And I thought it'd be really useful to mention in this podcast because people think there's this point in life where you have no problems. There's always going to be problems, but it's how the meaning we attach to it and how we approach challenges in the way that our life quality will be determined. Challenges and problems help us grow. Life will give you challenges and assignments to really help you grow. And it's giving you a test. See it as a test to see how strong you are and how much you can grow. Now, it's not saying, oh, I shouldn't feel bad or down or seek professional help. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Definitely do those things. It's the fact that when we start seeing life happening to us rather than for us is when we get in a challenging place. If we see the challenges, even if they are tough, after a while to help us grow, then that will build our character. So, for example, if you're going through a really tough time in your job and perhaps you're on the verge of getting fired, that's always going to be a hard thing. And I'm not saying don't feel bad. You know, you're going to get that anxiousness. You're going to be worried. You're going to feel down. And that's perfectly normal. The thing is, though, that is also going to help you to grow. And I'm not saying suddenly hit a switch and you feel amazing. No, it's going to be a bit of time to move through that. When you get to the other side, though, you're going to see that growth. Now, think about any challenge you had in life. I bet there's quite a lot. You may think, oh, I wish I wouldn't go through that again. And that's totally true. You can also see it as, wow, I grew a lot as well. And the thing is, there are some serious problems out there. There are some absolute traumatizing things that happen. And of course, we need to support people in those events and people need to seek help in those. Yet the thing is, our brain starts blowing, and mine was doing this when I was in this really stressful state, feeling down, my brain was blowing like the smallest problems out of proportion. It's like, oh, what if I didn't send someone the email when I meant to? And it's just silly little things like that. And it's not really the end of the world, but our brain blows it out to bit blows it out of proportion being. And why is that? Our brain is a problem-solving device. It's always looking for problems. The thing is, you want to give it a good one. You want to look at something that's a real good challenge. Like, how can I impact more people's lives? Or how can I use this to grow me and give it as a message to other people? When you start looking at the perspective of problems in this way, it can really help you grow. If you keep being stuck in this victim mentality of problems, are they all bad? Some people have no problems. Is that doing you any favors? Probably not. Only you can answer that. I have to admit, though, I've been caught in this too. We're all human beings. I used to be in the point where I can't wait to the point when I have no problems. No, I'm growing. I'm living. As long as I'm breathing, I'm always going to have problems. Challenges, as I see them. So this is just a part of life. You are always going to go through challenges. I'd love to tell you about a health product I use literally every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more lasting energy to charge me for my super busy days, physically for working out and mentally for the challenges of the day. Oh, a man has it over-delivered. With AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you get your day right. I grab mine in the morning. It suits me to save significantly on time and get the high-quality sources I need to feel my best. It tastes amazingly refreshing too. No disgusting aftertaste. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in winter months when we don't get as much sunlight. Oh, and don't just take my word for it. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. You can take advantage and prioritize your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/pardo. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/pardo to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, so what can we do about our challenges today? Here are my three keys. Okay, so the first thing is to decide what kind of hard do you want? Do you want the emotionally stuck where you are? Or do you want the focusing on growth and what you can do to go further? It's your choice on what kind of hard you want to face. Do you want to be stuck and be like, oh, it's emotionally challenging? And then, or do you want to be going through some self-reflection on, what's the word I'm looking for? Uncovering, that's it. I don't know why that went blank. Uncovering some challenges, some wounds that start there. Or would you rather just be stuck where you are? And the thing is, most people don't want to change because it's going to be hard. They've got to do this exercise. Maybe they're not used to. They've got to do this mental and physical exercise to get them out of where they are. All this hard work, this emotional work. And they claim, oh, it's too hard, I don't have time. Well, the I don't have time is a lie, because every human being on the planet has 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. It's about how we use it. It's going to be more challenging for other people to find time, but that's no excuse. And then the other part is, well, would you rather stay in the hard that's emotionally stuck? It's up to you. You have the power to choose which kind of hard do you want to face. Temporarily going through some different changes, doing things like meditation, exercise, maybe going through some coaching, maybe going through some serious deep work. Or do you want to be stuck in the hard of, oh, I'm going to be stuck in my head and keep going through life this way? It's up to you to decide which kind of hard you're going to face. The second key is to provide a bit of journaling for yourself. And this can be in the form of writing or a voice journal. I haven't mentioned voice journaling for a while. The key is to get outside of your head. When we're stuck in our head, we remain stuck. So say out loud how you're feeling, or write down how you're feeling, and then start asking yourself some empowering question. What will I do to overcome this? But make sure you actually reflect on how you're feeling as well. And then the third thing is, when you're going through this hard time, look after your body. I've been really bad at this in the past, and I'm speaking for experience here, and I always speak for experience, and I'm here as your guide, your coach, to kind of give you this guidance. It's up to you. However, from my perspective, looking after your body is absolutely key. I remember having a debate with someone who's a friend of mine at Christmas, and she was saying, who here's absolutely drunk too much and ate too much and destroyed their body and loved it? And I went, no, because that's complete disrespect to my body. I'm not saying, by the way, you can't have treats. You can't. We're all human. I have treats, like whether it's the odd chocolate bar, whether it's that extra coffee, whatever it is. We're all human beings. However, trashing your body with loads of food that's going to destroy you and drink that's going to destroy you is just disrespectful to yourself. You're not going to be your best version. You're not going to be able to turn up for those around you and impact people. So make sure you're looking after your body, because if you're going through a hard time, it's going to be even harder. I remember I was going through a hard sort of breakup dating experience. And at the time, I was just shoving loads of sugary food in because it was quick, easy, feel good for about a minute, and then feel even more anxious and down afterwards. And this was a few years ago. I remember that was made it even worse. Look after your body when you're going through a hard time. Look after your body permanently. You know, it's being respectful to it. I'm not saying you never have a treat in your life again, because we're all human beings, and treat yourself now. Have something now and then. Although I wouldn't call it a treat. I'd call it like that junk food or junk day or whatever, or a little bit of a snack for yourself. Because a real treat for your body is caring and nurturing it, not trashing a load of bad food and drink down it. So make sure you're doing that when you're in a hard time as well. Okay, and my final tip for today is, get yourself a mastermind group if possible. Now, this is a concept that comes out of the book Think and Grow Rich, originally about forming masterminds. The idea, and I've been in masterminds before, hence me introducing the ideas, not just talking theory, is that you get people together and you share a challenge you're facing, and people can help you think it through, and you can help them think through theirs as well. And it's usually, you can have business masterminds. Typically, it's in more in the entrepreneurial space, in businesses and things. But you could create your own mastermind. You can decide whether it's paid or free. When it's paid, it'll probably be taken a bit more seriously. Yet, get people together and then mastermind your challenge and other people's challenges, because that can get more than one head thinking about it. Okay, so that's my extra bonus key for you today. So thank you for listening today. I really respect you for taking the time out to listen and improve your life, and therefore the lives of others around you as well. If you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple or Spotify podcasts. I appreciate you, and keep working on that self-confidence every single day.